This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen Glazier, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. December 7th, date which will live in infamy, of course.
Well,
it's Pearl Harbor Day.
Right.
But it's also, we are now, 18 days till Christmas?
I know.
So many things happening. Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, this is a time of year that, while we celebrate and it's special, it's also very stressful. Life goes on and life decisions must continue even through this holiday season.
Absolutely. We do a newsletter at work for all of our employees. And I talked in that letter this month about just this season, not only for our employees, but for families. This season, most people enjoy the holiday. They're gearing up and it's a time for family. But, there are people that struggle through this holiday. And I wanted our staff to hear that, what they do every day is very important. And a lot of days it's hard, because they're caring for people during this holiday when everyone else is really moving forward and celebrating, life. But our staff are dealing with some very difficult things. So when you think about that and you think about our families and patients in the community, this is kind of a time of year when people say, okay, I just want to enjoy the holidays. I don't want to talk about anything else. I don't want anything to be heavy. Mm-hmm. But that heaviness still just sits there. No matter where we are in the holidays, it's underlying. It's there if there's things that you need to address.
So you need to address them even at this time of year.
It is. You do. And, we see sometimes during this time of year that our census, which is how many patients we have on service, kind of plateaus. And we see that pretty much every year. And I think that's because families just, they want to take a break. So there's someone that's been really struggling through a diagnosis, a terminal diagnosis, a chronic illness. They're tired. They want to just get through these holidays, try to enjoy them, and then face things. Mm-hmm. But I do like to tell people that this time of year, you've got your family gathered and it's, you have the celebrations, but when you're at night, you're sitting, you're drinking coffee, you're talking, talk about the things that are on your mind, the important things.
Right. Yeah. This is something you don't want to, I know it's the holidays, but you don't want to wait on these things. You want to get that help, that care as fast as possible.
Right. And, I think the other thing that really comes out during the holidays is you have families that come to mom and dad's house and you're there for a couple of days or, hours, and you really have that chance to see maybe there's been a big decline in your family member. You're really realizing, well, they've had this illness for a long time, but boy, I really notice it right now.
Yeah.
Have those conversations. What's important to them? Mm-hmm. What do they need from you?
Yeah. And again, it is a time when family, and it may be a year, it may be longer since somebody has, been there. And now they're saying, let's have this conversation. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
You need to. Even in the holidays, life does not take a break.
No, it doesn't. And, sometimes what we see then is right at the first of the year, we get a lot of phone calls saying, I was with mom over the holidays and I really see a change. What do I need? How do I get the help I need?
Mm-hmm.
And we remind them, I'm going to give that number.
Go ahead.
To call 740-654-7077. And just say, this is what I see. This is what the doctor says. What do I do?
Right. Kristen Glazier, the CEO of Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. And we're talking about the holiday season and having the conversations during the holidays. It's important that we do that, especially if someone is, at nearing end of life or, has been, and as you said, there's been measurable or remarkable decline, right?
Right. When someone has a chronic illness, that illness may linger for years, a couple years. But when families get together in the holidays and you see that the house isn't quite kept the way it was, or the cooking we ordered out this year instead of mom fixing that meal, those may be little triggers for you to show like, wow, I think, maybe this illness is progressing and I need a little help.
Right, exactly. I want to mention an event coming up too. It's a week from yesterday.
Right.
Wednesday the 13th.
Correct.
The Tree of Remembrance.
Oh my gosh. That's sneaking up on us, isn't it?
It is. Everything is, it seems like Once we get to December, everything just kind of just steamrolls.
It rolls,
on us.
I know. So the Tree of Remembrance is something that's special to me. I know it's to you. We've worked on this together for a few years, but this is not a fundraiser. The intent is not to raise money. This is actually just for families to honor the loved ones who have passed, just to remember them. So we have a tree at the Pickering House. We have some beautiful new ornaments this year that you can go to our website. You can call in, order some of those ornaments. We're going to engrave on those whatever it is that you would like. But this can be in honor of someone in your life that you've lost. Maybe it's, you know, it doesn't have to be just this year. The first year that I started with Fair Hope, restarted with Fair Hope, and we did this event. There were families that were in that had been there every year since we had started this. And that's just a tribute for them. It's their one time a year when they can just remember and just have that special ornament.
Right. There's, I think, a Chester ornament.
This year there is a Chester ornament. Yeah. We've lost some pretty close staff. Chester, we lost a dear friend this year. And so we are, as Pickering House staff and Fair Hope staff, doing some memorializing for
Fair Hope family.
Right.
Yes.
We grieve as well.
Exactly. And again, that's a week from yesterday, Wednesday the 13th. And that is what time?
From 5 to 7 in the evening. Come in. There's going to be some light refreshments. We're just going to have, I'll be there speaking. Well, it's just a really nice ceremony.
Yes. And then you light up the Tree of Remembrance.
You light the tree.
And then people can put the ornaments on it. They
Absolutely.
Can order them now, right?
Right. So you can order those now from the website. Call in. We can directly ship them to your house. We can put them on our tree. And after the holiday season, send them to you, whatever you prefer.
All right. Sounds great. That is coming up. And again, we want to remind you, don't put off what needs to be done today.
Right. And I want to give you that number again, because I think this is a really important time of year. There's so much happening and it becomes overwhelming. Right. And, you know, let's talk about that for a minute. But let me give you the phone number, 740-654-7077. You can go to the website on fairhopehospice.org, and right there it'll show you where you can order the ornament.
And some great information on that site as well about what we're talking about today.
Right.
Kristen Glazier from Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. Is all your family gathering for Christmas?
You read my mind. I was just going to say, baby, come home. If he knows I'm calling him my baby. But my son is at OU, and he will be home on the 15th. So he is working on some finals, and I'll be so glad to see him.
His first semester at OU.
Oh, I know. Keep your fingers crossed for about a week and a half.
What, for good grades or for...
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure he's doing fine.
It's just that whole adjustment to college that first semester. I'm real proud of him.
Just a small town boy, you know, growing up in the Sheridan School District.
Absolutely.
Right. So northern local. And now he's off to the big city of Athens.
Has he
enjoyed it?
He absolutely loves it. Mm-hmm. You know what he wants for Christmas?
I'm
going to tell you.
A letterman's jacket.
No, he wants a tree hammock, because there's a hammock club at OU where they can relax and read books in the hammock.
Well, okay.
What other school has a hammock club?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, there's plenty of trees on campus.
You're right.
Well, that's cool. When we think about Christmas and the holidays, it's about family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, despite some of our dysfunctional families, it is about family.
It is.
And when we're talking about family members and maybe, you know, coming home and seeing decline and seeing, you know, they need help, you know, is it time? Family needs to have that conversation. And that's what we're talking about today.
Right.
How do you start a conversation like that?
You know, it's really a fine line, because as our parents age and we see those changes, that's a loss of independence. And it's very hard. It's hard for us to watch. It's hard for them to realize that's happening. So, you know, I think it's okay just to say, you know, Mom, I've noticed that you're struggling a little bit. That's a little harder for you. Mm-hmm. What can I help you with? What is it that you need that I can make these things easier? Mm-hmm. And just start the conversation by asking them what they need.
But you know how parents are. They're going to be stoic.
I know.
They're going to say, I don't need any help. I'm doing just fine. I mean, you know they're not.
Right.
That's tough. That is a tough to get over that and say, you know, but I don't know if you just do it anyway or what do you... I mean, again, you want their blessing, right? You don't want to dishonor your parents.
Right. And, you know, you have that feeling till you're, I don't care how old you are, you respect your parents.
Exactly.
But, you know, it doesn't hurt that you say, why don't I check in a little bit more? Is it okay if I stop over on Mondays and we'll play cards or have dinner? You know, so if you increase that, that's going to build that trust a little bit more and allow those barriers to kind of drop.
Yeah. And that's what you need to break down the barriers. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to take me out of my home. You're going to put me in a home. You're going to do whatever. No, that's not the goal.
Right.
It's not what we're, you just want to make sure they're living the best life they can.
Right. Quality and safety. And, you know, that's the way you start that conversation is I love you. And it seems mm-hmm. like maybe things are a little harder for you. What can I do to help?
Mm-hmm. Great. Difficult at any time of the year, this time of year. But you've got to have those conversations.
You do.
All right. We're out of time.
Again?
Oh,
all right. Next time I want to talk about something real important.
I want
to talk about just grief through the holidays. Mm-hmm. I think that's important to note. But until then, anyone can jump on our website. Mm-hmm. This is a tough time of year. So fairhopehospice.org has some tips on there about how to work through the holidays, some tips for grieving and just getting through the holidays.
Yeah, remember that there are people that they've lost loved ones this year. This is the first Christmas without your mom, without your dad, without,
right.
Siblings, whatever it may be.
Right.
And there's people out there that this is not the happy time that it is for everybody else.
Right. And we want to recognize that and we want them just to take care of themselves.
Exactly. Self-care, but also let's help each other too.
You got it.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks, Mark.